This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. Okay, guys, I am probably one of the most accident-prone people on the planet. You can blame it on many things, bad luck, poor spatial perception, but it all results in the same thing. Bree can injure herself literally anywhere, anytime. Take, for instance, last week, I was plucking my eyebrows, people, and I stabbed myself in the hand. Next thing I know, I am bleeding everywhere going, what the heck just happened? But luckily for me, I had some Active Skin Repair on hand, just one spray, and it felt so much better. By the next day, it was not red, not sore. It was fantastic. I love this stuff. Active Skin Repair can be used to treat a wide range of skin issues, and since it's all natural, non-toxic, it's perfect for people like me with sensitive skin. It works by utilizing hydrochloric acid, which mimics a natural immune response to cleanse, soothe irritation, reduce inflammation, and support the healing. With over 500,000 happy customers, thousands of five-star reviews, and ingredients that are so safe and clean that it can be used from the youngest member of your family all the way up to the oldest, most accident prone like me, you can have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. So visit www.activeskincarerepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order by using the code NOGUILT. That's www.activeskinrepair.com. Use the code NOGUILT to get 20% off your order.
Welcome to the No Guilt Mom Podcast. I am your host, Joanne Crone, and I am so excited to dig into this topic today because, you know, here at No Guilt Mom, we want to help you go from feeling like you're the martyr in your house, giving up everything for the sake of your children, for the sake of your partner, to the model where instead of giving up everything, you are showing your kids what a fulfilled life looks like without doing everything for them. And to really embrace that, we need to talk about Bob. We need to talk about Bob. If you are a frequent listener of the No Guilt Mom podcast, you have heard us reference our Bob before, but I thought I would devote this episode to really explaining it and seeing if you can find the Bob in your life. This inner voice you have that tells you not to do things. It's that inner voice telling you when you're about to do something big, you're about to tackle a huge project, or maybe you are going to go ask for a promotion at work, or perhaps you want to try guitar lessons, but you're afraid that you're going to suck at guitar. And that inner voice is telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. This isn't going to be good for you. You're going to fall flat on your face. You're going to be really embarrassed. And then where will you be? Like, don't do it. That thing that just pulls you out of the moment. First of all, that inner voice, that's not you. That's not you at all. And the reason it's not you is because you can notice it. You notice that something is pulling you back. And you probably see this a lot in your kids too, right? When you see an activity that your kids are interested in, be it like a new sport like basketball, or maybe it's something like dance or theater, something that your kid has never done before, but you think they'll like it. And they tell you, no, it's too embarrassing. No, I can't do that. I'm going to look like a fool. Like I hear this a lot from my kids too. And it's that inner voice that's telling them, don't do this. Stay safe. Sometimes you call this inner voice by a name, and I find it's very, very helpful to call it by a name. I used to call mine Julia or Karen. This is actually advice from Dr. Carol Dweck's book, Mindset, where you call that inner voice, the one that's holding you back, another name so you realize that it's something that is under your control versus your thoughts going haywire. But I've never really stuck with Julia or Karen, so I call mine Bob. Because I'm definitely not a Bob. Like, I can't identify with Bob in the slightest. So referring it as Bob, I realize that it is definitely outside of myself. And Bob is there to keep you safe and out of danger. He actually has a pretty useful role. He just doesn't do it in a very productive way. Bob is afraid of new things. Is this clicking for you right now? If you have experienced any fear of putting yourself out there, if you consider yourself shy or think that your kids are shy, this is Bob. He wants to keep you safe. But here's the thing. You can't grow when Bob runs the show, because Bob is going to prevent you from trying those new things that are going to have you meet new people and have you find new skills. We really need to get Bob under wraps, else he's going to control our whole life. Like, I think that in high school, I let my Bob control my life a lot. I didn't even go to my first dance, a school dance, until I was senior year in high school, because every time I even thought of it, the first thing that would come into my mind is, oh, people are going to laugh at me. They're going to be so concerned about what I'm wearing. I don't know the right things to wear. They're going to be off in their little groups and I'm just going to look like the fool over here. Bob ran my entire life as a child. And he even ran my life when I was in my first job in the entertainment industry, when I was in production. And I did this, y'all. So when you're an assistant in entertainment, one of your jobs is to network. You need to know everybody at all the studios. You need to know everybody at all the agencies. And so one of the ways you network is you schedule drinks with like all these other assistants. What I would routinely do is I would schedule drinks with someone, and then my Bob would come in and tell me like, oh, you're too sweaty today. Like, this is a real thing. You're too sweaty today. Or you're going to have nothing to say. Like, look at you right now. You're going to make a fool out of yourself. And I would talk myself out of drinks. So I would always be the one who at lunchtime is emailing this other assistant and is like, I really don't feel well. Or something came up at work and I can't tonight. I'm so sorry. Can we reschedule? It was a pattern, to say the least. I had no idea what was going on then, but now I fully realize that my Bob was running the show. So if you have something like that in your life, let's talk a little bit about how you can control your Bob. There are three ways that you can work on. You ready for them? Okay, here they are. Number one, you can ignore your Bob. Now, this is sometimes easier said than done. What I like to think of in terms of battling your brain and trying to get yourself out of your comfort zone is you're really struggling with a bench warmer versus a star quarterback. Your Bob is a star quarterback right now. He has had a lot of gameplay. He's been put in and tossed the ball a lot. You can tell I don't watch sports with that metaphor. So Bob is very strong. He has a lot of muscles. And your positive voice that makes you want to try these new experiences, he's been sitting on the bench. Or she. Let's make her a girl. She's been sitting on the bench. And she doesn't have the confidence yet. And she doesn't have the courage yet to stand up to Bob. And if she were to immediately confront Bob, like, it wouldn't end well because, you know, Bob's big muscles and Bob's had unfair advantages. So a way we can get around this is simply ignoring our Bob. We don't go head on and be like, no, Bob, you're wrong. What we do is we just turn away. So if you think you hear Bob in your head telling you not to do something or telling you it's going to be an embarrassment, you're just like, thank you, Bob, for your feedback. And you turn and you face the other way. And you could just picture yourself doing that in your mind of ignoring what Bob has to say. Because the more you ignore what Bob has to say, the stronger your bench warmer gets until she can eventually overpower Bob, which is really what we want. So that's the first one. You can ignore Bob. The second one is you need to protect your Bob. What I mean by protect, I mean don't keep Bob safe. We really don't want Bob running the show. And remember, his motives are pure. He just wants to protect us, but he's really stopping us from doing things that will put us out of our comfort zone. So we need to protect him. And what I mean by that is that our Bob is really easily influenced. He's influenced by things he sees. He's influenced by things he hears. He's influenced by anything that happened during childhood. if you're scrolling social media and you see these pictures of all these perfect happy families celebrating the holidays or getting ready for Halloween or doing these cute little Halloween activities, and all you can think of is you look at these pictures and you're like, my gosh, my kids would never go for an activity like that. It would be a complete mess. I must be a horrible mom that I can't get my kids to sit for that. Or here's one that goes through my head. I am a horrible mom because I don't want to do that stuff with my kids. Like, that looks like a lot of work. It looks like it's really messy, and I really don't enjoy having those crafts around. But this craft, like, is this something I should be doing as a mom to be a good mom? Like, oh my gosh, it gets so messy in there. And if you have that thought process too as a mom, I'm right there with you. We need to protect Bob. If we notice that feeling, that's a reason that Bob needs to go off social media. That's a reason for us to put down our phones and be like, okay, Bob, you've had enough today. You're making me feel horrible. Another way to protect Bob is to watch out for criticism. Watch out for people saying things about you, about your work, that aren't necessarily true. The people in the cheap seats are the ones who are complaining. And that holds true for anyone who is criticizing you right now. Like, you accept the criticism of people in the game with you, people in the ring with you, people who are trying the same things you are trying and know how hard it is to get through, and they offer these helpful suggestions. What I don't want you to accept, and what I want you to protect your Bob against, and this is something really great to tell kids too, is those people sitting off on the sidelines, up on the top row in the bleachers, telling you like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, or you shouldn't be talking about those things, or you shouldn't do that with your kids. It's not good for them. And they hold no expertise whatsoever. It is just their opinion. Protect your Bob from them. Note what they are. They're just there to criticize. Their opinion isn't going to help you grow. It's just going to make you feel more down, and protect your Bob against them. Right after this break, I'm going to go into the third way that you can control your Bob. So, hey, all, it is Joanne
and Bree here.
And we want to tell you about a podcast that you should check out. It's called Understood Explained. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Uturbe, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs.
And in this latest season of Understood Explained, it covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. We actually just listened to the episode, IEPs, Does My Child Need an IEP? And here is what we loved about it.
I loved that it was so digestible. Like, it was such a short episode, and all of the topics, which could be really confusing to parents, were easily explained.
And I loved how they gave great concrete examples, because you know how much I love me a good example. They explained what kind of services and supports you could actually see on a child's IEP or individual education plan. And they explained those acronyms. That nothing drives me more crazy than when there's acronyms and I don't get it. I don't know what it stands for. They took the time to explain everything in so much detail and to cover concerns that a lot of families have about special ed services.
To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains, or just click on the link in our show notes.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting Podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
So we have two ways so far to control our Bob. Ignore him, just turn away when he's doing his Bob thing, and protect him so he's not easily influenced and taking the power and the energy away from like all of these bad influences, and it's just making him grow bigger and bigger and bigger. We want to stop him from doing that. The third way is to observe your Bob. And when I say observe your Bob, you want to watch to see where Bob's voice is coming from, because it might be someone who's really close to you. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's a sibling. Maybe it's a friend from high school. Especially when Bob is telling you what you should do and what you should not do. And when you start observing and you start recognizing where this talk is coming from, for example, my Bob sometimes takes the talk of Sister Mary Louise, who was the principal at my elementary school, and things Sister Mary Louise would say not to do. And especially the incident where I was really excited about seeing macaroni and beef in someone's lunch. And being a fourth grader, I took it out of her lunchbox and showed her. And I'm like, my grandma makes the same thing. And she ran and she told her mom, who was a teacher. And they didn't talk to me at all. Like, nothing. There was no conversation. But I was sent to detention, also called study hall, also proctored by Sister Mary Louise. And as I was sitting there, Sister Mary Louise threw a bag of chips on my desk. Like, I was hungry, which I wasn't. I was just very excited that we both had the same meal. But a lot of times Sister Mary Louise pops in my head, just assuming things about myself, saying that, oh, I am a greedy person, or I'm taking things that aren't mine. Assuming these horrible things without talking and getting my opinion. My Bob assumes a lot. It accuses me of a lot. So observe that Bob and pay really close attention to who that voice might be. And then ask yourself the question, are they right? Are they right? I could say that experience has really shaped my profession now, because I look back and I'm like, she was not right. She should have just talked to me. I would have told her exactly why. But even now, as I say that, I know what would have happened in that day. I would have told them why, and they would have accused me of lying, and they wouldn't have believed me. You didn't speak up because of that. That's also something to unpack a little bit later. If you feel like you've ever been accused of lying or not telling the truth, and so you've been taught to distrust your own opinion or your own view of things, that's a Bob voice to observe as well. And really asking yourself, are they right? And usually when I ask myself that question, it's a resounding no. No, they are not right. You know, the fault was not mine. The fault was all theirs. It's helpful when you realize that. And it's also helpful to ask yourself the question, is this person perhaps being controlled by their own Bob? Are they being controlled by fear? And if I look at Sister Mary Louise, I could say that she was probably fearful of kids at her school not having good values or stealing or something along those lines. And she had no other way to discipline other than what she knew. So she was just doing the best she could. When I look through those questions, my Bob has no power over me anymore. I realize how nuanced the situation was and how she was probably run by her own Bob as well. That is how to control your Bob. Ignore him, turn away, protect him because he's easily influenced, and observe them and really question where this voice is coming from. And the next time your Bob pops up, you now have something to label him by. And this is a great concept to teach your kids as well, because it shows them how they can have more power over their thoughts, and what pops up in their head isn't necessarily what they should believe, and they should question it. So until next time, remember, the best mom is a happy mom. Take care of you. I'll talk to you later.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us